I've been thinking about the word prepared, and in the sense Paul uses it in Romans 9. Quote, what if God, willing to show his wrath and to make his power known, endured with much long suffering the vessels of wrath fitted to destruction, and that he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy, which he had afore prepared unto glory, even us, whom he hath called, not of the Jews only, but also of the Gentiles, everyone. As he saith also in Osi, I will call them my people, which were not my people, and her beloved, which was not beloved. And it shall come to pass, that in the place where it was said unto them, ye are not my people, there shall they be called the children of the living God. Unquote. And thinking almost every moment when I'm not writing, Prince bore this torture for over 35 years. Trust, that is unimaginably awful on so many levels. You see his struggle around it, the progression of his search for answers to it in his lyrics, knowing as he does his purpose, that he's here to be Dr. Feel Love, to get frozen souls to feel again, understanding, because he thought so deeply and studied the other prophets, the connection between unfreezing feelings and getting us to think authentically, the link between empathy and using our reason to discover the truth. But the torture by this global fascist state was unexpected, and he struggled with it. Quote, some people want to die so they can be free. That's from Controversy. The film Graffiti Bridge is almost entirely devoted to his search for answers to this problem of the EMF torture being inflicted on him, especially given his purpose. You said you loved me. You told me you were going to take care of me. You lied. Thieves in the temple. And this was after Anesthesia in Love Sexy, 1988, when he arrived at the conclusion that he was just a pawn in God's master plan. But by Graffiti Bridge, he'd already been tortured for at least 10 years, about as long as I've been tortured now, and they escalate. I don't think there's any doubt that he hoped the film and CD Purple Rain would provide the answer. If my luck's gonna change tonight, there's gotta be a better life. Baby, I'm a star. And Purple Rain was in 1984. It set him on a high hill. Quote, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It's therefore good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am come not to destroy, but to fulfill. And this is the words of Jesus as recorded in St. Matthew. A city set on a hill cannot be hid. The phenomenal success of Purple Rain was entirely justified. Every song a triumph. Both the film and the songs breaking new ground, not just musically, but in terms of the evolution of the human spirit, in outing suppressed conversations, in speaking and showing out loud so they could be thought about and discussed what had been taboo issues, the insanity of race, domestic violence, the everyday cruelty of no one caring about anybody else. He probed the silences, and in putting these issues on the big screen, pushed us to think authentically, which, with the accepting only love as your ruler, presents a power game-busting threat to the Plato's tribesmen. When you're raised with a little love, and you build on it, as you follow the lure of continuous growth, you expect others to be pretty much the same. You make the assumption that one day, as the message in your music takes root, its truth will transform them. It's not so much, I don't think, that he thought the torture would end, as that he trusted in our common sense, our common powers of reflection, that he had hope of this, at least for a bit. But the torture never did end, and on this point I draw on my own experience. I both hardened and softened because of it, and now partly because my questions about it are tempered with Prince, the man, the Holy Spirit, and the music. Alice Miller explains why torturers can't stop. Prince has his eye on a bigger tableau of abuse. Which brings us back to Paul, where we started. What if God, willing to show his wrath and to make his power known, endured with much long suffering the vessels of wrath fitted to destruction, and that he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy, which he had afore prepared unto glory, even us, whom he hath called, not of the Jews only, but also of the Gentiles, everyone.